Irish Wander from the Geek Wave, the Midday Mix, and Maverick Monday.
And this is Dum Dum Boy from Midday Mix and Echoplex.
And this is Martin from Tuesday's Midday Mix and Friday's Midday Mix.
And you're listening to KU Radio.
Radio for students.
By students.
Are you sure that's it, Martin?
Why not?
My dog died, my girl left, and my truck's dead. And these country songs keep on telling me about it. So forget about all that nonsense. Drown your sorrows in the mindless bravado on the hip-hop drip. Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m., KUradio.org. Free squad! Who needs reality?
Men, with the War Room's recent expansion to Wednesday nights, we are forced to take them seriously. That means bringing all of our bands to bear, like Two Door Cinema Club.
We lost them yesterday, sir.
What about Psychopomp?
They're dead too, sir.
Those b****s. Okay, pulling out the big guns. Get me Father John Misty.
His, eardrums got blown out by the last drop, sir.
Well, at this rate, the Wasatch Alliance of Ravers will make up the entirety of KU's schedule by the year... Hearing two, 2040. So until then, you can listen to KU Radio's Crimson Venue every day from 3 to 5, where even you can be a hipster.
Hey guys, this is the Noosh Wanderer from the Geek Wave, the Midday Mix, and Maverick Monday.
And this is Dum Dum Boy from Midday Mix and Echoplex.
And this is Martin from Tuesday's Midday Mix and Friday's Midday Mix.
And you're listening to KU Radio.
Radio for students.
By students.
Are you sure that's it, Martin?
Why not?
Why not indeed. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome back to Echoplex. We're in the second part of the last hour here of the show. I'm here with DJ Nixbeat. And we're just, you know, hanging out in the studio, having a good Sunday, spinning some records, talking politics, talking journalism, you know, all the fun stuff. So back to your journalism, how would you define your style of journalism?
Well, I'm pretty sure some people would say it's gonzo in a way. But my background, I went to school for politics and history. So I learned to write initially academically. And then I learned to write well, working for Slug magazine and Heatwave magazine. So it's kind of a mix, I guess, of like traditional and gonzo, maybe.
Okay. So kind of a solid mix between the two. But, huh. So when you were in Vegas, were you thinking at all about Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, just as a gonzo journalist?
So this was my third time covering this festival for Slug magazine, and the first time I did it, I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, for sure. This time around, not so much. I think it was more like, I'm going down there, I'm going to go check out some acts, hopefully cover some new ones, meet some people, sort of try to better integrate myself in more of the global community that gathers at Punk Rock Bowling, and course get some records. That's what I was going for, I believe.
Solid. So this time around, it wasn't thinking like, man, Hunter Thompson was driving on this road, man, Hunter Thompson was walking through this casino on mescaline or whatever. You've been in circus, right?
No.
Oh my god, don't. If you go down there, just go in even sober. That hotel's a nightmare. I went back in October, so Troy McLittle he's a comic artist up in Halifax, Canada, and he came down for Comic-Con, and he signed all my copies of the Fear and Loathing comic that he put out, so every copy that came out was signed, and I kind of walked through Vegas with these comics and took pictures with the comic in the actual location, and I went to Circus, and just the whole time I was there, that hotel is a horrible place, like, don't stay there. If you're listening into the show, don't stay in Circus if you're in Vegas. It's a horrible place. And I'm walking through this place sober, and I'm thinking, he huffed ether and did mescaline before coming in here. I don't even know. I don't want to comprehend, like, what he was seeing. And we went up to the little carousel bar. Well, they turned it into a soda bar now, and it's, like, up where all the kids' stuff is. And I'm just thinking, this is the carousel where his lawyer wouldn't jump off, and he had to tell him, just jump, you can get off of it. Vegas is a crazy city, isn't it?
It's definitely something else.
It's yeah. To me, it feels like a fever dream. Like, when you're on the Strip, there's something just odd about you going into a hotel where they're selling $10,000 smartphones, they have a Ferrari dealership, and you go one block west, and it's like the poorest part of the city, and like, almost a slum, and you're like, why is this here? Why is all this luxury right next to this much poverty?
Well, it's probably capitalism at its worst.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, definitely. That's what it is.
I think every society needs a place where you can go and sort of blow off steam. And, you know, there are places around town that you can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas is interesting because as I'm not a local, and I go there for a festival once a year, I experience the things that are going on in Fremont, and it's a bit overwhelming, and it's very day and night, and how I'm sure the actual community is versus what's going on in the more exciting aspects of it that, you know, stimulate all senses. So it's very weird. And I go down there and I go for the festival, and I think it's kind of all that, you know, there's a punk festival in such a place, but again, it probably makes sense. There is. Personally, I can probably handle the excitement maybe like once a year, and it's fun. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like going around and drinking and checking out lights and sort of blowing off steam.
Right.
So that's all right.
All the Vegas stuff. And I mean, you mentioned Fremont Street there. You're totally right about that. But there's something, though, I feel charming about Fremont Street. You know, it's like, this is what Vegas was. Yeah. And they also don't take your money as much as the Strip does. Don't gamble on the Strip. That's another pro tip. So yeah, what are you queuing up here next?
So touching on what we were talking about earlier about punk being like a community and it being music and a philosophy and a practice that really touches different aspects of who you are in different areas and applying that practice to your local culture. This record is something that came out a couple of years ago after a punk documentary came out called Punk in Africa. And this is by National Wake, and they were from South Africa, and they were against apartheid, and they were a multiracial band, and they were very political and very active. And this is like part of what I'm talking about when punk is like, it's an expression. It's a rebellious expression. So this record, not an original, it came out in conjunction with the movie. And the one I want to play you is called International News. And it's a bit different from the stuff that I've been playing you before, but it's late 70s, and it's pretty good.
Alrighty, here's International News. We'll be right back. All right, that was cool. So they're from South Africa, and
yeah,
that's crazy. I never actively thought of like South African punk, but it's there.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, punk is all over.
Yep.
I mean, rock and roll is all over. Music is all over. It's all influenced, you know, by each other. I mean, there's like this punk rock in Iran.
Oh yeah, no, I've heard there's a Saudi Arabian black metal band, and I mean, this band, they're called Al Namrud, which basically it means Nimrod, and he was like a king that stood up to, I forgot, but it's something in Arabic history, pre-Islamic Arabic folklore. But this band, they're all like avowed atheists and everything. They're singing against kind of the powers that be in Saudi Arabia, and they said, if they find out who we are and what we've recorded, we could be put to death. And like, to me, that's probably one of the most punk bands in the world. Like, the fact that you're sticking up to a system you don't like and a system that is so in power that it could kill you, and yet you're recording it and releasing it, like, throughout the world, like, that's cool. If you guys are listening in, like, if you're Al Namrud and you're listening in, keep up the good work. Keep the punk ethos there. Just keep it up. Fight for what you believe in. And, I mean, that's to all our listeners. Fight for what you stand for. Fight for what you believe in.
Absolutely. What you do matters, and it matters to you. It matters to the people who hear you. It matters to people that you interact with. It matters to your community, and overall, it matters to, like, you know, the whole complicated ecosystem that is the world.
For sure. I mean, everything counts. Every little thing counts. Just fight for your beliefs.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, at the end of the day, like, you're fighting to live, and to live is listening to music, eating, you know, having a drink with your friends, paying your rent. You know, you're fighting to exist, and that is, in large part, that is life. But that is also, like, you know, that's where we are.
Exactly. So what are you going to play up next for us here?
So this is another little thing I picked up in Vegas at the Radiation Records tent. This is the Toy Dolls, James Bond Lives Down Our Street.
Ooh, I like the sound of this. Toy Dolls, James Bond Lives Down Our Street.
My name is Bond. James Bond. We'll be right back.
double O, two, easy double O, three, easy double O, four.
My hair is blonde, dyed blonde.
Sean Connery. My hair is blonde, dyed blonde. I can't do it, but... I love that. That was fun. I love it when music is like, you know, fun like that. Just enjoyable. It puts a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah.
Just that last part, that got me.
Well, Toy Dolls Take the Piss Out of Everything. It's just absolutely wonderful.
Exactly. So, yeah, wow, we're already in the last 13 minutes of the show. It just flies by, doesn't it?
It really does, but, you know, you're having fun. And of course, goes by quick.
Exactly. That's just the way it goes. That's why coming on the radio is fun, guys. Don't knock on radio. Radio's not a dead format, guys.
No, not at all.
It's fun. We get to share music. We got personalities on the air. I mean, it's like I feel like our personalities right now. We're having great conversations, playing good music. It's like I used to have a show with Martin and another producer here, Lee, and. We had our own personality. Josh and I have had our own personalities on the air. It's like that's the way it goes, and that's what's so fun about radio.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, outside of radio, I'm really shy. I'm like, hi. Like, I'm very quiet, but on the air, it's like, you know, I get to be me. I get to express myself. I get to have cool guests on. It's like, and you don't have to see my face. That's a blessing for you all. I'm so sorry, Nyx. I'm sorry you have to see my face.
That's what chlorine is for.
Oh, we have fun here.
Oh, this is great.
So what are you going to play next for us?
This is Don't Ring Me Up by Protex.
All right, cool.
This is a band from Northern Ireland. It's in the late 70s, punk band. If you know stuff about that particular period of history, it's like a lot of punk bands came together and expressed themselves in spite of a brutal civil war between the IRA and the loyalists.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Wasn't that when the IRA did, wasn't it Bloody Sunday where it was like, wasn't that 77 or was it earlier? No, Bloody Sunday was different.
Bloody Sunday was like...
that was the massacre, right. I think it was, what was it, when they set off a bomb every hour in Derry. Wasn't that the late 70s, if I'm correct?
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a lot of bombs being exploded in Northern Ireland, as well as, you know, the UK. In England as well. And it's funny you mentioned that with all the recent, like, terrorist attacks, people getting bent out of shape and saying, like, oh, the world's over, it's so violent. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
It's always been happening. I mean, yeah. Look back at the 70s. There was a plane hijacking, like, every week. Like, yeah. There's a show... CNN did this whole show on, like, the 1970s. They did a whole episode on terrorism in the 70s. I watched that, and I came to realize, you know what? It's not so bad these days. I mean, it's still horrible that it happens, but it's not nearly to the scale that was happening in the 70s because everyone was doing it, no matter what their ideology was. People on the far left, on the far right, everyone was just using it to get their way, and it was horrifying. I'm, like, just thinking... Had, like, the internet and cable news been around in the 70s, I don't know how people would have survived. That would have been horrifying.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yep.
And definitely not discounting the tragedies that do happen now, because they are terrible. And
they're still
horrible.
Oh, exactly.
But history is filled with examples of this. So, you know, let's not put things necessarily out of context.
Exactly. Don't make blanket statements about people or anything. Like, don't assume things. One example of that I feel most recently was, I don't know if you heard, but the incident in Times Square. There was a guy who was high on PCP and he drove his car through Times Square. And I mean, the media, I hate to say it, but they were just jumping on, you know what they were concluding. We know what they were trying to conclude with that. Turned out a few hours later, the guy was just really high and didn't know, I drove onto Times Square. Whoops. And I mean, that's what's so volatile about the media today is people will jump to conclusions, but you have to just stay patient and wait for everything to play out. But of course, we live in the era of like reality TV and like action movies. And exactly, sensationalism. You want an answer now. So I'm going to make something that fits my narrative.
And this perhaps goes without saying, because I feel like it's tossed around a lot more now. But, you know, all those white supremacists killing people and whatnot, why aren't they terrorists?
Exactly. Why don't they get labeled with the same label?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens on their side too, but we don't label them as that.
They do it more than the people that they're afraid of.
Exactly. It's frightening. Oh, anyway, that's a dense conversation there. What are we going to play here now?
Protex, don't ring me up.
Alrighty. This next one is Squire.
And the song is The Face of Youth Today.
And it's Face of Youth Today.
This is out to all of you, all you listeners, all you creative types who are trying to do things, because it's on you.
It is. The future is in your hands. All right, this is DJ Dum Dum Boy with DJ Nixbeat here, and we are signing off after this song. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll be here next Sunday. Maybe not with DJ Nix, but I want to have you on my show again. I feel like it's fun to have these dialogues going on here.
I'd love to come back anytime you want me.
Excellent. Guys, you'll see Nix probably once or twice again this summer.
Cool.
Cool.
Cheers.
Just a technical issue there. We played the wrong song there. Wrong side. It's okay. We got it fixed for you guys.
Don't panic.
Don't panic. It shows that we're actually working here in the studio. We're being DJs.
Now panic.
And then this kid told me that his DJ name is Frisky Dingo.
Oh, no. What kind of name is that?
I don't even know what a dingo is. I mean, okay, Google.